tell us a little bit about yourself.
My background is I trained at Le Jacques Lecoq School of theatre, which is thought of as a kind of physical theatre school, but it's a kind of much more than that. And also, I worked with dance at the Place in London and the Alban Ailey School, and with Grotowski a little bit. And I was an intern, as it were, with Peter Brook's company, so I observed interesting processes there. And over the years, I've been very interested in virtually every aspect of theatre. But I suppose my specialty is ensemble, devised work, physical theatre, and applied theatre.
What is one thing we don't know about you just by looking at you?
That I'm an American.
How old were you when you first started acting?
I was 0 years old. Or should I say 0 and 1 second? I think life is a bit of an act, and I think right from the beginning we are acting in one way or another.
Tell us your favorite memory as a performer.
I think my favorite anecdote was when I was in Outer Mongolia in the 80s, which was still a very Stalinist country, still probably is, I don't know. And I was performing, I was the first Westerner to do a performance there for years and years. And it's a cold country, it's 40 degrees cold outside. I was in the dressing room getting changed. I was completely naked, except for my dance support. And I was putting on my silly white face mime makeup for the performance. And the stage manager burst in and hit me on the nose, the door. And the blood began to pour down my face over my makeup, which is quite difficult when you've got white makeup on. It's very good if you're in a Lindsay Kemp show, but otherwise than that, you want it off. So I decided, right, I said, don't worry, it's no problem, and I decided what I'd do is I'd stand on the dressing room table and stick my head out the window because it was 40 below to stop the bleeding. At that point, the ambassador decided to come in, the English ambassador, with the Chinese, the Mongolian delegation of about 130 people into my dressing room for a formal thank you very much for coming. And I saw it from their point of view. They saw basically an English guy naked, trying to escape into the 40 below zero world. And so I had to improvise quickly from there. So that was the most amusing thing I'd say has ever happened. I've had some other amusing things happen too.
Who is your favorite actor or director?
I'd say, is it P.T. or P.K.? P.K. Anderson, American director, film director? Or P.K.?
P.T.
P.T., thank you very much. P.T. Anderson is a wonderful film director and writer, I believe. I really loved Philip Seymour Hoffman. I think he was one of the finest actors we've had of a generation. But it's hard to tell because you talk about the people you know. So there's many, many wonderful unknown actors who are working at 7-Eleven. So It's, you know, it's very hard to say. I think as a theatre director, I think it's very hard to tell. I liked some of Simon McBurney's work early on in Complicité. I don't think I have any particular director, theatre director. Mnuchin's wonderful, but, you know, it varies. Like everybody else, we can all do good work and we all go and do really bad work, and all of these people have done good and bad work, so it's relative.
What do you teach?
I suppose I try to teach people that basically we begin physically. We begin in a physical world, and out of the physical, literal world, a specific world that we're living in around us, we grow to understand things and create metaphors and models and all the rest of it, and belief systems. But we begin as a child. So one of the most important workshops I teach is called The Child, and it goes back to that first 2 or 3, 4 years. And I think it's from there that everything else stems. And in fact, for me, really artists, and even all human beings, aren't small adults. They're big children. And I think if you can get it that way around, artists then become very interesting.
What is your teaching philosophy?
To provoke, to engage, really, and to allow misrule to enter into the space, because people want to behave themselves all the time. And I think it's very important that people misbehave at some point, and then you begin to get something interesting happening. So it's like the actor who comes in and the honeymoon of the first day stays for the 3 weeks, you know you've lost the fight. But when they start, you know, finding it difficult 2 or 3 days in, and you've got struggle, then you have something interesting that might appear.
What skills, values, or mindset do you most want to impart to your students?
To ask questions. Yeah, to ask questions, I think, is very important. And to care about the specifics of the things that they're involved in, not to generalize, to think specifically and to move specifically. We all actually do move specifically, but we often don't think specifically. And a balance between these two things. But every workshop's different, so each one has its own focus.
Tell us your favorite memory as a teacher.
That's a really difficult question. Not as a teacher, but it was kind of teaching and directing are very, very linked. And I was doing a play called Blue Remembered Hills, and I left, it was about children, but adults playing them. It was by Dennis Potter. And I said, okay, about a week in, we've done some exploration, but not being children. I don't want you to pretend to be a child. And it was a mixed race company, but it wasn't about mixed race, but it would be completely there as well if the audience saw it. There was this one character who basically gets burnt at the end of the play in a barn. And I said, okay, I'm going out for 3 hours now. I want you to do whatever you want as children. As the children you've been exploring, not playing children, but the sort of bullying, the sort of celebration, all the rest of it. I came back and I found the black girl who's going to be burnt at the end, basically stuffed in a cupboard with about sort of 40 pieces of furniture pressing up against her, and she'd been there for 2 hours or something. And the rest of them were singing in the hall. I thought, oh, that's a very interesting little provocative movement there. Somehow they found themselves at the end of the play.
What do you wish you'd known before you started in the acting or entertainment industry?
That 99% of it is bullshit.